Hello, and welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet dreams a reality stitch by stitch and show you how you can create a successful and profitable business using your crochet, keeping a flexible lifestyle so you don't have to sacrifice too much time with your family. I could talk about how it's a fantastic idea to write your own crochet patterns all day long. And there's so many reasons why it makes so much sense. But because out of fear, out of discomfort, out so many reasons, people make excuses not to start it. And yet, so many of you do want to write your own crochet patterns. It can come down to a lack of confidence. It can come down to fear. But one of the reasons I've heard is that you're not creative enough. You don't think of these fancy, big patterns. You see some of the crochet alums from Crystals and Crochet. They are amazing with so many intricate stitches in them. Maybe you've seen my crochet alums and thought, I could never cope with something like that. Or look what I made. Her crochet alums are fantastic. Her blankets are so colourful and so intricate. It's like, how did you come up with that? And you know something? I've been writing patterns for years and I could not come up with some of the designs from these designers. And it's not about not being creative enough. It's not about not being having that thought process or artsy enough. It's just that everyone has their own different style. And if yours is simple and just one or two stitches, do you know what? There are plenty of crocheters out there who want to buy patterns that are nice, simple, easy, and doesn't use too much brain power. Plenty of people want those type of patterns because they're easy to do in front of the TV in the evenings while they're relaxing. And if you're still thinking, yeah, but I still don't know what I'd make, I just don't think that way. Think about when you're scrolling through patterns. Maybe you've been on Ravelry and you're looking through the latest patterns. Maybe you've seen a simple blanket and thought, do you know what? That would look really nice with a bead stitch border. Or maybe if you just added a row of shell stitch or broke it up with some single crochet, it would look really great. And if you're having just that simple of an idea, you can write a pattern. I'm not talking about copying someone else. I'm talking about inspiration. There are so many really simple projects out there. Think of a corner-to-corner blanket. It's a single stitch and really fabulous. It looks great. You can create your own stitch count with your own sizing, your yarn of your choice, hook size of your choice. You take your own pictures and you can create a simple corner-to-corner blanket. Then add a border to it. How you choose to do that border with what stitch is entirely up to you. But as long as it's come from your own mind and you're using your own wording, you're taking your own pictures, that's it. That's all you need. Patterns do not have to be complicated. You can make a pattern from a single stitch. And I have many that just use a single stitch. My crochet alums, they are my most complex patterns. And I save them for crochet alums and I do one of those projects a year. The rest of the patterns that I release each year generally just use one stitch and they tend to be quite small and quite simple. And yet, I sell plenty of them. I sell both the big, complex crochet alums and smaller patterns as well because they are different audiences. Some people want a complicated pattern now and again so they can test out their crochet skills and see what they're capable of. But after they've done a nice complicated one, they want to chill a little and give their brains a break and choose something that's a bit simpler. Being a successful pattern designer is not about how complicated you can make a pattern. It's not about how many different stitches you can stuff into one design. It's not about the wow factor. Yes, having one or two of these projects under your belt is really nice to have and can really grab people's attention and, you know, really skyrocket your ability to market yourself and grow your audience. But it's not the be-all and end-all. A complicated design is not only complicated for the crocheter, it's complicated for the designer to make as well, because you get into the world of stitch counts and tensions. And will these things fit together? Will the stitch count work out with these two stitches together? And believe me, it can blow your brain. You spend so much time on them. They're real time drains to write and design. They're real time drains for crocheters to crochet it from your pattern. Not everyone wants to design these things. Not everyone wants to make these things. Simple patterns are, if anything, far more in demand and far more popular than big, complicated designs. So if you want to write your own crochet patterns, you're unsure how to start, you're unsure if you're able, why not come and join Crochet Pattern School? It's my free community. It's based on Facebook, but we also have a newsletter as well. If you go to crochetbusinessschool.com/crochetpatternschool, you're going to find a screen with all the resources we have for writing your own crochet patterns. You can also find the link to join the community. You can find the link to sign up to the newsletter, and there's some freebies in there as well. But even if you think that you are not creative or imaginative enough to write crochet patterns, I would encourage you to come and join us and see what's on offer, because I guarantee you, you can write even a simple crochet pattern. You don't have to have a huge imagination. You don't have to have this ability to imagine these big complex designs that take so long to make. You can have a very successful pattern writing career just by creating really simple one-stitch designs. They don't have to be big. They don't have to be complicated. They can be small and simple, and there'll be plenty of crocheters who would love to have your patterns. And I want the chance to prove it to you. Inside Crochet Pattern School, we can talk about all these fears. We can talk about how you can get past them and how you can start writing patterns and going through that process to get them published, get them found, and start making money from them. Because isn't that what we'd all love to do? Be able to live off our crochet. And it is very, very possible. But crochet patterns, they give us recurring income. And that means when we do the work once and sell the file over and over again, I'm still selling patterns that I wrote years ago. So every sale I make from those now is just pure profit, because all the work has been paid for. I've made enough sales that those patterns are now just pure profit machines. All I've got to do is market them occasionally and make sure they're up to date. Your pattern library can earn you money for years. And the more patterns you have, the more you can do. So not having that creative mind to create those really complicated patterns is not a barrier to writing crochet patterns at all. These patterns are the exception, not the rule. They get the most attention because they've got that wow factor. But one-stitch designs are really popular as well. After my crochet logs, which are the most complicated patterns I have, my next most popular designs are a one-stitch blanket, which uses the ripple stitch. It just uses three different yarn colours. And a winter set of a hat, scarf and fingerless mitts. And they all use just one stitch. Well, two if you count the ribbing. But they are very simple designs, but very popular. And those are my two big sellers that, well, actually, I think they sell more of my crochet logs sometimes. But yeah, having something big, complicated, it's like a billboard saying, hey, come look at me. And then people come see your other designs. But you don't have to have one. You know, small and simple is far more saleable sometimes, because not everyone does want a big, complicated design. Sometimes, I mean, think about how you crochet. What do you like to crochet? Sometimes you just want something mindless that you can easily make while relaxing in front of the TV in the evenings or listening to your favourite podcasts. you're something that doesn't tax the brain too much. And after a long day at work, you don't want to come home and have to tax your brain even more. Sometimes you just want something simple that is easy to follow. That is all it takes. You do not have to be an expert crocheter to become a pattern writer. You just have to be good enough to explain that design. And it's as complicated as you make it. You can make a pattern career as simple or as complicated as you choose. But at the end of the day, not getting started, you can come with all the excuses in the world. But I'm here to banish every single one of those excuses, because tomorrow will never come. If you want to get started writing your own crochet patterns, then why not now? It is never going to be the perfect time. It is never going to be the perfect circumstances. But what stops you is lack of confidence and fear. And there is no need to have either. So please do come over to Crochet Pattern School, because I would love to show you how easy it can be. I'm not saying it doesn't have work involved. There is a lot of work involved, same as anything. But as they say, anything worth doing is going to take work. You're going to put the work into it. And this is one of those things. It is so worth doing. You get recurring income into your crochet business. You get control back over what you crochet and when. And you can be earning from your patterns for years to come. It's a great pension plan, because when you're ready to retire, you can make money from the patterns you already have. And as long as you just spend a little bit of time marketing them, they will keep bringing money in, even if you don't design any new patterns from that point forward. Taking time off is far easier, because you just promote without coming to crochet. It makes life so much easier if you want to make a living from your crochet. And well worth exploring, and it's the best decision I ever made. I stopped selling what I make a long time ago, and honestly, I would never go back, because writing my own crochet patterns, so much easier. And perfectly honest, it's so much more fulfilling as well, and I don't feel like I'm having to surrender what I crochet and when. Control of my crochet is not with the customer's hands over what they order, it's with myself and what I choose to crochet. So if you want to know more about how to write your own crochet patterns, please do come take a look at Crochet Pattern School. If you go to crochetbusinessschool.com, there is a link to it on the front page, or check out the link in the show notes. It is there as well. Sign up to the newsletter and you'll get regular emails about writing crochet patterns. But of course, Crochet Business School is still here. But if you just want to know about writing crochet patterns, then Crochet Pattern School is there for you. So thank you for listening. And if you do have any questions about writing crochet patterns, I would love to hear them. You can either reply to any email that you get through my newsletter, or come to the Facebook page and pop your question on one of the posts, and I would love to hear from you. So thank you for watching, and I shall see you next time for the next episode. Bye for now.